Murder at the Vicarage, a Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie. Narrated by James Saxon.
Chapter 1. It is difficult to know quite where to begin this story, but I've fixed my choice on a certain Wednesday at luncheon at the Vicarage. The conversation, though in the main irrelevant to the matter in hand, yet contained one or two suggestive incidents which influenced later developments. I had just finished carving some boiled beef, remarkably tough, by the way, and on resuming my seat I remarked, in a spirit most unbecoming to my cloth, that anyone who murdered Colonel Protheroe would be doing the world at large a service. My young nephew, Dennis, said instantly, "That'll be remembered against you when the old boy's found bathed in blood. Mary'll give evidence, won't you, Mary, and describe how you brandished the carving knife in a vindictive manner." Mary, who is in service at the Vicarage as a stepping stone to better things and higher wages, merely said in a loud, business-like voice, "Greens!" and thrust a cracked dish at him in a truculent manner. My wife said in a sympathetic voice, "Has he been very trying?" I did not reply at once, for Mary, setting the greens on the table with a bang, proceeded to thrust a dish of singularly moist and unpleasant dumplings under my nose. I said, "No, thank you," and she deposited the dish with a clatter on the table and left the room. "It is a pity that I'm such a shocking housekeeper," said my wife, with a tinge of genuine regret in her voice. I was inclined to agree with her. My wife's name is Griselda, a highly suitable name for a parson's wife. But there the suitability ends. She is not in the least meek. I have always been of the opinion that a clergyman should be unmarried. Why?